It's high school graduation season, a time when young adults take stock of where they've been and dream of where they'll go in the future. WUSF's Carrie Sheridan spoke with a local valedictorian who came to America as an immigrant about how she fought to rise to the top of her class.
Wearing a black cap and gown and a golden stole around her shoulders, Shadeen Henry walked to the microphone at the Tropicana Field stage and talked of battle.
It's all or nothing at this point, and everything thrown at you is aiming for the throat. You feel beaten, tired. Is it over yet? And yet, somehow, you don't want it to end.
Shadeen was this year's valedictorian in traditional studies at Lakewood High in St. Petersburg. She earned the highest grades in her class with a 4.17 GPA, but it wasn't easy. A bell rings on the last day of school, a few days before graduation. Shadeen sits down with me to talk about her past and future.
I was born in Jamaica, and so was like every member of my family. I immigrated with my mom and some siblings when I was about 8.
She's the youngest of 5. Her mom works as a caregiving aide at an assisted living home. Her father works in the laundry room at a hotel. They came to America because they wanted a better life. They had family here to sponsor their visas, and in time, they became citizens. But in the early days, Shadeen says the transition from Jamaica to America was rough.
I went from, like, good grades in Jamaica to bad grades. Then, like, middle school, I kind of picked things up.
Shadeen is the only black valedictorian this year in Pinellas County, home to around 30,000 high school students. She says she didn't see her race as an obstacle, especially at Lakewood High with its diverse student body.
I didn't feel like anything was against me when it comes to my race. Like, a good amount of the school is the same skin color as me, so it was like I was just in an environment where it was up to me to put my academics first. There was no one against me, no one really telling me I couldn't or could do something. It was up to me.
Her best subjects were social studies and English. Her worst, math. It gave her a hard time the first 3 years of high school. Sometimes she'd ask her mom for help with her studies, but her mom didn't understand the complex material and would tell her to just keep trying. She'd figure it out.
There were some struggles, but I had some good teachers who helped me along, so that was really good. And I had some friends who were like there. If I was struggling on certain questions, we kind of helped each other through it.
Soon she was earning A's in math, like in everything else. Shadeen says she wanted her commencement speech to serve as a metaphor for struggle, for fighting to be the best one can be.
Some people become lazy really quickly and just kind of like shrug off everything and studies, and you become okay with the C's and the B's, but I wasn't really okay with that.
She says she learned her work ethic from her parents and grandparents.
They wanted to bring us here for like opportunity and all that, and I'm glad I didn't waste opportunity that like my mom and dad and all of them worked really hard for.
Lakewood High Principal Erin Savage says Shadeen's experience as an immigrant shaped her.
If I had to say the secret to her success, she's not American born, so I think she has a tenacity to want to succeed and to move forward.
Shadeen closed her graduation speech with good wishes for her fellow classmates who fought through those high school years alongside her, whether their challenges were personal, academic, or otherwise.
All sitting here today have won the war. You've all made it and earned it. Congratulations, class of 2019. May all your future battles be as successful, if not more, as this one.
Shadeen plans to attend the University of North Florida in the fall and wants to become a diplomat. Carrie Sheridan, WUSF 89.7 News.